Chapter 15. Studying. What's the point?
Do you ever wonder why you have to get up so early in the morning? Very often, it would be more tempting to stay in bed and keep dreaming about lazy days than get dressed and run to school. However, there must be a reason or two for you to get up.
School. The basis of education. Young Finns go to comprehensive school to learn about the basic skills that they are going to need in the future. During the first 6 years, children have simple tasks. They learn how to read, write, and count. A little later, they learn how to read, write, and talk in a foreign language. In years 7 to 9, the learning process goes on. Familiar things are revised, and more challenging information is introduced little by little. Most people go on with their studies after comprehensive school. Some start studying at a vocational school, which prepares them for their future jobs. Others choose to go to upper secondary school before they start studying at a polytechnic or a university, for example. If you're interested in both vocational training and general upper secondary education, you can work on both of them at the same time. A fourth option is to participate in apprenticeship training. Whichever your choice is, it's worth studying hard at comprehensive school. When you do your best, you'll find out what your strengths are. And it may be easier for you to get better results, too. What all these schools have in common is that they provide young people with some all-round knowledge, which will be useful in the future. However, that is not the only lesson that school teaches. At school, people learn to communicate with different kinds of people and respect the rules of a community. Good social skills are important, regardless of what your job is going to be.